Tonight, our learning is sponsored by Brenda Olicious in memory of her husband, David Ben Isser, Zichrono Lebracha, Elisheva Teitz, and Harris Goldstein in memory of Elisheva's father, Harav Mordechai Pinchas, Ben Rab Avram Ben Yamin, Zichrono Lebracha, by Vivian Gross in memory of her father, Meir Ben Shimon HaKoin, Zichrono Lebracha, and by Sarah and Daniel Walsman in memory of Sarah's father, David Ben Isser, Zichrono Lebracha. We were on hiatus last week. We returned to the 11th chapter of the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim has been, the Ramchal has been talking about the Midah of Nekiyos, what he defines, what he calls cleanliness. And we've been discussing application to various mitzvos. He goes through a whole series of mitzvos and explains how the trait of Nekiyos applies to each one of them. So after going through lots of different mitzvos, he actually shifts gears a little bit, and that is where we find ourselves now in Perek Yud Aleph. He reaches a point where he stops describing particular mitzvos, and rather goes on to describe Nekiyos as it pertains to general midos, general improvement of midos, and general character improvement. He says as follows. The passage that I'm reading appears on page Ayin Ches in the Feldheim edition of the Mesilas Yesharim. He says, "V'nei kemoshet tzarech b'ma'asim, kach tzarech Nekiyos b'midos." Just like he's gone on to go through lots of different individual mitzvos and explain how Nekiyos applies to each one. We've been through many of them together in this Chabura. He says that doesn't just apply to particular mitzvos, individual actions, do's and don'ts, prohibitions, imperatives, and the like. It also pertains to one's general character improvement. And he says, in certain ways, improvement of character is actually more difficult than it is when it comes to improvement, than improvement in particular mitzvos. Why? He gives several reasons. He says very often our natural disposition plays a much stronger role in definition of our character than it does in our performance of mitzvos. Performance of mitzvos is a narrow do or don't, whereas character disposition has a lot that is rooted in our nature, our upbringing, nature and nurture, and the like. So you have a potential impediment through your natural inclinations. Ya'ana mezek b'hatechuna heim omasiyem omisnagdim gedolim lahem. He says, anytime you're battling against natural dispositions, that is particularly difficult. Therefore, he says, Chazal, he quotes a famous mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, that says, who is a gibor, who is one who is considered a person of strength, one who conquers his yetzer, which he interprets to mean one's natural inclinations, rather than just defeating the yetzer hara in terms of the performance or observance of any particular mitzvah. And he says, "Midos hein rabos ki kafi kol apu'ulos shayachem adam ba'olam k'mochein midosayin shacharein u'nimshach befu'ulosav." He says there are many midos. There are obviously many different components of a person's character to be working on, and he goes on to list particular ones. Just like he listed particular mitzvos, he goes on to list particular midos, particular character traits that one should attempt to exhibit Nekiyos in. And as we move forward, we'll talk about some of the particulars that he discusses. But before we move on to the particular midos that he discusses, let me just take a moment to reflect upon this general observation that he has about improvement of character, improvement of midos, as something distinct and separate from the performance of mitzvos. When we think about our Avodas Hashem, we often think of it in terms of mitzvos narrowly. And there's good reason for that. Taryag mitzvos, the concept of mitzvah, the notion of mitzvah, is pretty central to who we are. It's pretty central to our religious observance. They certainly form the core of the things that we do or the activities that we avoid, the things that we do and don't do on a daily basis. And therefore, we tend to focus on mitzvah. But sometimes, and this has been a theme in much of the Mesilas Yesharim, much of what we say tonight is going to harken back to some of our earlier discussions of Mesilas Yesharim. In the earlier chapters, we often forget that those mitzvos contribute towards something larger. They contribute towards a broader goal that is intended to refine us as human beings. It's a roadmap, essentially, towards elevating ourselves as human beings. That is the purpose of observance of Torah and mitzvos. As Chazal say, lo nitna Torah ela letzareif es abrios. The purpose of the giving of the Torah was to engage in this purification process, was to bring out the best in people and to make sure that we are the best people, as defined by Torah, of course, the most elevated moral and spiritual people that we can possibly be. And there are certain ways in which, indeed, it's actually ironically easier to focus on mitzvos than it is to focus on character. The Ramchal points to the fact that when you're focusing on your character, you're sometimes battling against natural inclinations. You're trying to be a person who's generous of spirit, who's generous of heart, who's And your natural inclination is that you're not good at giving things away. So you can focus on doing the mitzvah of tzedakah. You could focus on that narrow mitzvah, but it's not the same as really reforming your character. Sometimes you have natural dispositions that are difficult to overcome. I would say that another difficulty that exists when it comes to working on character is that it is much more vague and ill-defined than working on a particular mitzvah. If I say I am working on, let's say, the mitzvah of tzedakah, then I could have very concrete steps to work on the mitzvah of tzedakah. I'm going to give a dollar every single day. There are giving programs in which you give a dollar every single day towards tzedakah, or I'm going to increase that to $2 every day. It's very easy to create a clear roadmap, a clear set of action steps that are going to be used to enhance your performance of the mitzvah. I want to improve my performance of Neros Chanukah for next year, so I know next year I'm going to make sure that I clear my calendar and I'm going to light right on time. I'm going to have a special mehudar oil that I'm going to purchase. There are very clear steps that one can take. Now let's say I want to make myself into a kinder person, a warmer person, a more giving person, a more appreciative person. It's a lot harder to come up with a roadmap of particular steps to take when you're talking about general character disposition and the reformation of one's character disposition, or the improvement or the refinement of one's character disposition. It is a more difficult task insofar as it doesn't have the same, I guess, concrete steps that many of the mitzvot that the Ramchal was describing to this point very often have. But that doesn't make it any less important. And even as there are impediments, even as in certain ways it's more difficult, in other ways I think it is easier. For one, just like natural inclination can be an impediment at times, natural inclination can also help us at times. That's something that the Ramchal himself notes. Sometimes people have a natural disposition towards being giving, or towards being kind, or warm, or honest, whatever the case may be. It's very hard to have a natural disposition to light Chanukah Neros on time. I mean, yekim aside. But ordinarily speaking, it's hard to have a natural disposition to do many mitzvos in the narrow ritual sense. But one might have a natural disposition towards positive character traits. And just like we have to combat negative character traits, we should also, ride the tides or take positive natural dispositions to our advantage when we're working on improving our character. And number two, before one even talks about a natural disposition towards particular traits in one direction or another, whether they be positive or negative natural dispositions, I think in general, we do have, I would argue, most of us have a natural disposition to improve, to be better, to grow. Most of us, most people in the world, if you ask them, is it important to be a good person or to strive to be a better person? Most people will tell you yes. I don't know how many people will intuitively say it's important to be better at particular mitzvah X or mitzvah Y. Or even if you want to expand, particular ritual X or ritual Y. But people will generally say that there is an imperative, there is a feeling, there is an innate natural feeling that I want to strive to be better, I want to strive to grow in all areas of life. But certainly when it comes to character, we do have this natural feeling that it is important. Which leads us to an ironic place, and like I said, this harkens back to much of what we were discussing in the very early chapters of Mesilas Yesharim, where intuitively we realize that something is very important, but ironically, we spend very little time focusing on it. If you ask people, is it important to strive to be a better person? Again, leave particular mitzvahs aside. The Ramchal right now is just talking about general character disposition. Is it important to try to improve, to be a person who is more kind and honest, who exhibits integrity and generosity, generosity of material possessions, generosity of spirit, somebody who's warm and welcoming? Is it important to strive to be better in all of those areas? Whatever positive areas of character disposition you develop, if you ask people, is that important? They will say yes. If you ask them, how important is it? I think, maybe this is me being naively optimistic, I think most people will say it's actually really important. If you ask them what's more important, is it important to work on your character or to just work on career improvement to improve your bottom line or your salary? I think most people would answer, again, I think certainly most people would say this, and I would say most people are probably being honest when they would retort that it is far more important to work on one's character, to build one's character, to be a good person. That's really the most important thing in life. And yet, when you have to itemize, or when you go through your day, right, and you look through what you spent your time on, when you ask yourself, like, what are your concrete steps towards working towards that goal, as opposed to other goals in your life, I think most of us would find that we actually have a lot more concrete things to say about what we're doing to improve professionally, what we're doing to improve in all sorts of areas of our lives, and it's hard to point to particular concrete things that we're working on in terms of character disposition. What am I working on actively? What trait am I working on to improve? If I'm conceding that working on my character is one of, if not the most important imperative and goal in life, I should be able to at least identify something, something concrete that I'm doing in order to work on it. I shared earlier in this chabura that when I was teaching in high school, all the time, every single year, you'd have one kid who was looking to get the Rebbe off topic, and very often my students were effective at that, but they'd raise their hand and they'd say something like, "Rabbi, I don't understand why I need Torah. I just believe it's important to be a good person." Every year, every class, I'd have some student who offered some iteration of that. Why is Torah important? I think it's just important to be a good person. Whenever I was faced with that question, I would not immediately mount a defense of Torah. The question I would always respond is, you believe it's important to be a good person? Great. What are you doing to pursue that goal? What are you doing to pursue that goal? And then all of a sudden, you'd be met with a blank stare. Like, oh, I never thought I'd actually be taken to task on my ostensible beliefs. Like, returning the homework that you copied last night on time is not actually a moral value that you could say that, oh, that's really something I'm working on. If it's really so important and you acknowledge it's so important, then have some concrete steps that you're taking to actually pursue it. And that's, I think, what the Ramchal will be highlighting as we go through individual components of Nikios as it pertains to Midos, as it pertains to areas of our character and general character improvement. We will find that the first step is, if we acknowledge it's important, and I think certainly all of us here do, then we need to be cognizant of it and we need to be actively thinking about how we are pursuing it. If character improvement is important, then you're right. As we said before, it is a little bit more nebulous. It is a little bit more ambiguous. It's a little bit more difficult to come up with concrete action steps than it is for particular mitzvos. But it's imperative that we spend the time thinking about it, that we spend the time pursuing it, and we actually formulate a plan to indeed pursue that character improvement that is entailed by the nekios of one's midos.